The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sabine Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's jazz it up. Let's all get together now.
Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. You may know me from my popular television show, Jazzy Vegetarian, where I feature easy and delicious vegan recipes, along with tips for living a kinder plant-based life. Now I invite you to join me here each week, where I'll welcome amazing guests to share upbeat and informative conversations featuring motivational lifestyle advice and nutritional guidance, plus lots of jazzy-licious recipe ideas. It's all served up with sensational music on the side.
Music!
So let's get talking. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Laura Theodore Podcast. I am your host, Laura Theodore, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm hoping that you're happy to be here with me, too, because I have recipes and tips for a vegan July 4th celebration. Yes, July 4th is this weekend. Can you believe it's come so soon? Wow. And you're going to find all of the recipes and a lot of the tips that I'm speaking about today at jazzyvegetarian.com on my blog under Vegan Recipes for 4th of July Meals. You think of 4th of July, you think of outdoor meals, but you often think of a picnic. So for a cool July 4th picnic meal, I try to choose dishes that do not require oven preparation as much as I possibly can, so I don't put extra heat in my kitchen. You know, things like eggless egg salad, vegan tuna salad, green salads, vegan potato salad, rice and bean salads. You get the idea. They all make great options for a picnic celebration. And of course, if you're going on a picnic, if you're going to the park or going to the woods or somewhere that's not at home, you want to store these dishes in a well-insulated cooler with plenty of ice packs or ice until you get to your destination and until you serve them. And if I'm hosting a picnic, I like to pack the tableware in an old wicker hamper. I include a cloth tablecloth, reusable utensils and tableware, etc., etc. I try to be as eco-friendly as I possibly can. So whether you're hosting a celebration at your home or having a picnic at the park, serving chilled dishes for your appetizers in particular that do not require any cooking is the way I like to go. So here's five of my jazzy-licious, no-cook, vegan appetizer ideas. The first one, store-bought hummus. So easy. Just serve it with some organic veggies like your green, red, or yellow pepper slices, carrot sticks, celery sticks, jicama sticks are very, very nice. And you want to try organic whole grain crackers with them on the side, or a little flatbread, or really whatever you want, and arrange them all on an attractive platter. Of course, if you want to give a little bit more time to that particular appetizer, you're going to find lots of homemade hummus recipes at jazzyvegetarian.com. But if you want to be real quick, store-bought hummus does the trick. Serve it with veggie sticks and some whole grain crackers or flatbreads on the side. My next idea is spicy or mild organic salsa served with organic whole grain tortilla chips. Of course, it's easy to find gluten-free tortilla chips, so if you have a lot of gluten-free folks come into your celebration, this is really a good one to do. And you just spoon the salsa into a festive medium-sized bowl, place it on a large platter, and surround it with lots of chips. That's, of course, the easiest one of all that I'm going to do today. Guacamole, 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 yeah. Number three, a quick guacamole dip. This is really one of my go-tos. And it can be made by combining mashed ripe avocados with some minced chopped onion, some diced garlic or a little bit of garlic powder, a dash of cayenne pepper, and a bit of lemon juice. That's the basic recipe. I've also done a quick guacamole dip by just mashing the avocados and adding some salsa, a two-ingredient guacamole dip. Really, really good. Everybody loves that one. Once again, you'll find several guacamole recipes at jazzyvegetarian.com. Of course, you want to serve it with your crackers or tortilla chips on the side with some celery, carrot, or zucchini sticks. You get the drill. Here's a really easy one. Varieties of gourmet olives. Just arrange them in a shallow, oblong dish and serve them for your appetizer. Really, really easy. Now, if you want to get just a little bit fancy, you can do a vegan appetizer charcuterie board. And what I like to include in this is roasted and chilled sweet bell pepper slices, roasted and chilled zucchini or yellow summer squash slices, steamed and chilled green beans, vegan cheese, some vegan turkey. I just like to take that vegan turkey and roll it up. Looks really great on the plate, and particularly for omnivores that want kind of that meaty taste. That works really well. Then some grape or cherry tomatoes and an assortment of olives. You want to artfully arrange all of those things on a very large serving platter or a cutting board. Now, what you do then is you drizzle your favorite Italian-style dressing to taste over the top of the peppers, the squash, the green beans, and the tomatoes only. Then scatter some capers over the top of the whole charcuterie board of everything you have on there. Really, really great looking. Burgers for the main event. Burgers, burgers, burgers. The star of a July 4th barbecue is often a burger. And here's a really yummy version that will fare well on the grill. In general, I do suggest using a grill basket when you're grilling vegan burgers or veggies. That helps them from falling through the grate. So that's a great jazzy tip. And of course, you're going to find this recipe at jazzyvegetarian.com under the blog, Vegan Recipes for 4th of July Meals. And here we go, my big vegan barbecue burgers. Ooh, yeah. These are easy. These are delicious. They're vegan. They're gluten-free. They're a satisfying replacement for a traditional burger. And the basics of this is black beans, some walnuts, pecans. They provide plenty of texture, plenty of protein, while barbecue sauce and smoked paprika provide, well, it's a big, bold, flavored burger. It's really, really good. Now, if you can't have nuts, but you can have seeds, you can substitute the walnuts and the pecans out. You can use sunflower seeds instead. You can either use raw sunflower seeds, or you can actually use salted and roasted sunflower seeds in place of the walnuts and the pecans. So that's a great jazzy tip. So it's an easy burger. You start off with one can, 15 to 16 ounces of black beans, drained and rinsed, 1/3 cup plus 1 tablespoon of your favorite vegan barbecue sauce, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1 rounded teaspoon of smoked paprika, ooh yeah, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 3/4 of a cup of walnut halves or pieces, or sunflower seeds you can use, 3/4 cup of pecan halves or sunflower seeds, and 1/2 cup of gluten-free quick cooking rolled oats if you are making this gluten-free. Of course, if you don't need to make it gluten-free, you can just use the regular quick cooking rolled oats, but do use those quick cooking rolled oats, not the instant, not the old-fashioned. They're called quick cooking. Why do you use that? It's because they're ground down a little bit more than the old-fashioned oats, and they tend to help the burger to really hold together. Then for the top, I like to make some creamy paprika sauce. Oh yeah. And we'll talk about that right after I give the instructions for the burgers. To make the burgers, you're just going to line a large rimmed baking pan with unbleached parchment paper. Put the black beans, the barbecue sauce, the olive oil, 1 rounded teaspoon of smoked paprika, the garlic powder into a large bowl, and mash, mash, do the mash, mash them together using a potato masher or a large fork until most of the beans are mashed. I leave some of them just a little bit whole. It adds some interest and some great texture to these fabulous BBQ vegan burgers. Then you could put the walnut and the pecan halves into a blender or a food processor and just process it into coarse crumbs. Add the walnut and the pecan crumbs along with the quick cooking rolled oats to the black bean mixture. Stir, stir, stir with a large spoon until it's thoroughly combined. And then just to form a burger, you want to scoop up a scant 1/2 cup of the burger mixture using a measuring cup. Drop it onto the lined pan and then gently press the burger using a flat spatula to form it into the shape of a burger. And you're going to continue in this manner until you have a total of 6 burgers. Now, at this point, you want to cover with foil and refrigerate for at least 30 minutes to allow the burgers to firm up. You can make these in the morning, and they can sit in the refrigerator for several hours before you want to prepare them. So that makes it really, really convenient for a party. Now, to top them, creamy paprika sauce. Yeah! And that's 2 tablespoons of ketchup, 2 tablespoons of vegan mayo, 1/8 teaspoon of hot paprika or smoked paprika or a dash of cayenne pepper, and then another 1/8 teaspoon of smoked paprika. And then you're just going to put all these ingredients in a small bowl and whisk, whisk, whisk to combine. Cover it, refrigerate it while the burgers bake. When you're ready to make the burgers, now if you're doing them in the oven, you're going to preheat the oven to 375. Uncover the burgers, bake for 12 minutes, remove the pan from the oven, flip them over, bake for an additional 10 to 12 minutes or until the burgers are golden around the edges. If you're doing them on the grill, you're going to just make sure to watch them. You're probably only going to cook them for 12 to 15 minutes in all, but make sure they don't burn and flip them over halfway through and test them, make sure they're done all the way through. So those are my fabulous big vegan barbecue burgers. You'll find the recipe at jazzyvegetarian.com under my vegan recipes for 4th of July meals. Dessert, dessert, dessert. This fantastic dessert I actually served probably about 15 years ago for the first time at a 4th of July celebration. They look fantastic, they taste fantastic, they're red, white, and blue, and they're my rockin' berry parfaits. They are just beautiful. They're the perfect way to serve farm-fresh summer strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. And you're going to layer them with this fantastic cashew cream between the layers of the luscious berries. And I like to garnish it with a vegan cookie on top. Red, white, and blue. That theme of this dessert makes an excellent choice for your July 4th party. So you're going to start off with your cashew coconut cream layer. You begin with 1 1/2 cups of raw cashews. You want to soak them first. To soak the cashews, you put them in a small bowl, pour in enough water to cover, and refrigerate for 1 to 2 hours. Drain, rinse them very well under cool running water. Then you're going to use 1/4 cup of unsweetened shredded dried coconut soaked. You also want to soak that too because you also want to soak the coconut because you want to soften it up. And to soak the coconut, you put it in a small bowl. Pour in enough water to cover, refrigerate 1 to 2 hours, and drain well before you use it. The other ingredients in my cashew coconut cream is 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 3/4 of a cup of water, plus more as needed, and 2 tablespoons of maple syrup. To make that cashew coconut cream, you put all of the cashew coconut cream ingredients in a blender. Process until smooth and creamy. Add a little more water if needed to reach a whipped cream consistency. And you really want to blend that cream as much as you possibly can, because you want to break down those cashews, you want to break down the coconut, and of course it's vegan cream, and it's really, really delicious. And once it's really nice and smooth and nice and creamy, refrigerate it for 2 to 4 hours or until it's really, really thoroughly chilled. That's important with this recipe. Then for the parfaits themselves, you have a berry layer, which is 2 to 3 cups of fresh raspberries or strawberries, destemmed and sliced if they're strawberries, plus more for garnish, and then 2 to 3 cups of fresh blueberries, plus more for garnish. Now, to assemble the parfaits, you put a heaping tablespoon or more of the cashew coconut cream in each of 6 parfait wine or martini glasses. Top the cream with 1/6 of the raspberries or the strawberries, and you want to reserve about 6 of those for the garnish. Then top with another heaping tablespoon of cream. Then add about 1/6 of the blueberries to each glass, reserving 6 blueberries for the garnish. Spoon the remaining cashew coconut cream over the top of the parfaits, dividing it evenly among the 6 glasses. And then garnish each parfait with 1 raspberry or a few strawberry pieces, a blueberry, and a vegan cookie and a mint sprig. These look fantastic. Everybody loves them. When you bring them to the table, everybody goes, ooh, ah, we love these rockin' berry parfaits. Find the recipe at jazzyvegetarian.com on the blog. Well, this summer, we've got some exciting stuff going on. Season 10 is going to begin airing on the Create channel. Oh, yes. Many of you have asked to see season 10 of Jazzy Vegetarian on PBS and public television. And for those of you that get the Create Network, you can start watching that sometime in July. We'll be announcing that on Facebook and all of our social media, and you'll see it on the website as well. So season 10, Jazzy Vegetarian on Create TV. But meanwhile, you can watch Jazzy Vegetarian on Create TV every single week, at least 4 times a week it airs on that channel. And I hope that other seasons are airing on a television near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Music today. Windows. That's the name of this track. Windows with master flautist Allie Ryerson, and this is from her CD called Portraits in Silver. Allie Ryerson, Windows.
Thank you.
Love that track. Man, she is absolutely fantastic. Allie Ryerson. You want to pick up one of her CDs if you don't already have one. Well, I'm wishing you a happy, a healthy, and a safe, and a fun July 4th weekend. And please remember to visit me here at mindbodyspirit.fm every single Wednesday for the Laura Theodore podcast. So until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be well. From me, Laura Theodore, a.k.a. The Jazzy Vegetarian.
Are you looking for help on your path to healing? I'm Lisa Campion. I'm a psychic, Reiki master, teacher, and energy healer. On my podcast, The Miracle of Healing, I'm going to help you on your healing path. Listen to conversations with leading teachers in energy medicine, quantum healing, and people who have recovered from loss and illness. Whether it's to take care of your own healing or to help other people, this is the podcast for you, right here on mindbodyspirit.fm.